Hello.
Hi, this is Tamir returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I ordered a bag for you guys, for $7 here a few weeks ago. And then here just a couple days ago, I had a $70 charge come out of my account.
Okay, may I have your zip
Account
code? I'm sorry,
six
go ahead.
seven. Yeah, 67213 is the zip code.
You said 67383?
213.
213.
Yeah, apparently by buying the bag, it signed me up for some auto subscription type deal that I wasn't aware of.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Harry Haywood.
Say it one more time, you sound kind of muffled.
Harry, Terry Haywood, Haywood.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, can you verify your address for me?
2033 West Jewel, Wichita, Kansas.
Thank you so much for that. Just give me one moment. Yes, Mr. Haywood, I am still here. Just give me a second. The account is loading. Yes, sir, I am back. Give me one second. Okay, it seems as if you were paid the $7.95 for the shipping and handling. It does say this is the free tactical bag for the welcoming gift for joining the customer direct savings store. And it also states in the terms and conditions on the website that if you didn't cancel within the 72 hours, you will be billed the full amount. But you should also got the $200 gift card sent to your email that you could spend on the website.
Yeah, okay. I didn't receive any gift card, and it wasn't a welcoming gift. That's not how it was described when I purchased it. Now, I understand it was a little sneaky, a little underhanded to put under the terms and conditions, like three paragraphs in, that I'd be charged $69 a month. But this is three paragraphs into the terms and conditions that just randomly says that it's a subscription thing. There's nothing about that on the main page or the advertisement. So, I want it canceled and I want my money refunded because that's not what I signed up for.
Yes, sir, I can go ahead and cancel your account out and I can give you a 35% refund towards this amount.
No, I'm going to receive the whole amount back, or otherwise I'm going to go ahead and I've already got this dispute open with my bank. But see, this caused other issues, like does it pulled money out of the account that wasn't supposed to be pulled, which
What did
led
you
to another bill not being paid,
What
which
did
led
you
to an
say?
overdraft.
What did you say you did with your bank again?
I've already filed a dispute.
You
So
filed a
if you
dispute
don't
or you go
resolve this,
are you going to?
I will. And if this isn't resolved, I won't just be disputing this charge. I'll be suing you for the other fees that have been incurred at my bank for these practices. I'll report to you Better Business, and I'll sue you for all the charges that have been incurred on my account because of this. And you
Okay,
can
Mr.
refund the
Haywood, I do
entirety of it.
apologize about that, but I will love for you if you could calm down because I didn't take your money out of your account. I'm only trying to help you.
Well, offering me a 35% rebate is not helping me, ma'am. I
Because
understand
that.
you're just customer service. I understand that. I understand you're not the one who set up this scheme, this scam for the website. I understand that.
Okay.
So I'm not being really hostile here. I'm just letting you know exactly what how I'm going to address this.
Okay.
Either, you guys will either refund the entirety of the $72 and change, or I will sue you for all the fees that have been incurred by on my bank account because of this charge. I will open up the dispute. I will notify Better Business, and we can take that route. We can do it the simple way where you just refund the 70, or I can hit you for the 600 and some odd dollars in charges that have been incurred because of it. Your guys' choice.
Like I said, sir, I am going ahead and do all of this for you, but this is a recorded line.
That's fine. I want to record it because I'm recording the phone call as well. That's all great. I want, because this is part of the thing I will give to the bank as part of my dispute, so they know that I have reached out to you and I've offered you the opportunity to just refund the money and close the issue. So if you're refusing to do that, please tell me so I can notify the bank. When I Googled the name of the company, it came back with a C- or D- Better Business Bureau ranking with 1,000+ testimonials of you guys being a scam about how you bury the lead with the free gift paying shipping to charge people $70 a month, and then how you work around trying to pay that, get that money back from the scam. So there's page after page of this when you just Google your guys' name for the company.
Sorry, go ahead and cancel your account out, and the refund is on its way back. You will see it in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like the cancellation code?
No, I appreciate you refunding it. And
yes, I did refund the whole $67.32.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and your account is canceled out.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for reaching out to customer support. You enjoy the rest.